Ladies and gentlemen, live from the world's most beautiful city, San Francisco, California, Ring Talk, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts.
Yes, sir. Happy days are here again.
Ring Talk on Sports Byline is brought to you by the World Boxing Organization and ringtalk.com.
A man's got to fight for what he wants.
And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in history.
Hey, mister. Will you stick a fellow American to a meal?
Ladies and gentlemen.
I expose people to magic. I expose them to something they're never otherwise going to see in their boring, normal lives. And I gave that to them.
Pedro Fernandez.
How does that sound to you?
Sounds okay.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. My name is Pedro Fernandez. I am the undisputed, undefeated, often imitated but never duplicated heavyweight champion of the radio airwaves, folks. Having defended that title, get this, 27 years and 51 weeks. That's right, next week we celebrate our 28th anniversary right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Well, in case you didn't know, I'm a four-time Golden Gloves champion. Went to the Western Olympic Trials back in the day. Won't say what day it was exactly, but the bottom line is I could fight a little bit. I could lick a little bit more than a stamp. And I know my boxing and mixed martial arts. So if you're a boxer or a mixed martial arts star, fan, this is your show. No question about it. Toll-free phone lines all across America. When I say toll-free, I mean it doesn't cost you a dime. If you're a cheap guy in Connecticut, you can give us a call for free. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. We also do the Twitter thing, the Twitter thang. That's right, twitter.com, using the hash mark ring talk. So we've got UFC 151 that didn't go down. John Jones, of course, supposed to take on Dan Henderson. Henderson gets hurt, then steps in Chael Sonnen, and John Jones backs out and nixes the entire card. For the first time in UFC history, they cancel an event. So now UFC 152 is going to be Vitor Belfort, a guy moving up from 185 pounds to take on John Jones at 205 pounds. Is it time for a UFC boycott? Do we boycott UFC 152? We'll talk about that on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network when we return.
This family is at home, but they won't be answering the door. They know that the pounding on the door is a process server from the court waiting to hand them foreclosure documents. So instead of enjoying the home they worked so hard to afford, they sit hiding in the dark.
Mom, what was that?
But it doesn't have to be this way. This family can save their home, but they must act fast. Call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions at 800-274-7312. If you're being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, missed a payment on your mortgage, been a victim of a predatory loan, or are upside down on your home, it's critical that you call Allied State Foreclosure Solutions now. 800-274-7312. Allied State Foreclosure Solutions has an attorney in your area that will meet and speak with you. You can stop the foreclosure process, lower your monthly mortgage payments, save your home and your credit, but you must act now. Call 800-274-7312. 800-274-7312.
Not available in all states. Paid non-attorney spokesperson.
Prices are for base buildings only. May not be available in some areas.
Attention business owners, do you want a stimulus package that really works? Before you spend thousands of dollars more than you should on your next building project, listen to this. General Steel has a stimulus package designed to help you save as much as half the cost of conventional construction on your next building.
As much as half?
That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? So don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first, and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. With the projected demand for steel in Japan and China, prices may be skyrocketing.
Call 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298, 800-965-1298.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-499-MYTV.
At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call now, 877-499-MYTV.
Your first word probably wasn't something like finance, or savings, or ATM. But whatever that first word was, it opened up a world to you that was built on conversations. It's this exchange of ideas that Wells Fargo puts into practice every day, through listening, guiding, and planning. So when the conversation is about ways to grow your savings or your business, we'll be here to help you find the right answers. Because an open dialogue is what opens doors. Wells Fargo. Together we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank N.A.
Vitor, the most lethal hands when you speak quickness in UFC history.
The other thing I noticed in the Vanderlei Mike Van Arsdale fight was that Vanderlei Silva seemed to walk through Van Arsdale's punches, like to move forward. I don't know if he wants to do that with Vitor Belfort.
Vitor is wearing shoes, so he will not be able to strike with the feet. Oh, he does with the hands, though. Vitor Belfort is the winner. 44 seconds. The knockout by Vitor Belfort.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
We want him running sideways. We want his head sideways.
Darkest of night with the moon shining bright. There's a set going strong.
Remember, it's never the truth. You're not bragging if it is the truth. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. September 14th, The Ultimate Fighter comes back to Spike TV. Take that back, Spike TV. Why do I keep saying Spike TV? It comes back to FX Cable because, you know, it never had the impact on the FX Cable than it had on Spike TV. It just didn't. I mean, Spike was drawing 1.7, 1.8, 2-point something million viewers. You know, FX couldn't get over, I think, like 1.5, 1.6 on the average. Just couldn't do it. Just couldn't do it. And the bottom line is I think that the FX fans were more geared for the UFC. These are the fans that brought about the metamorphosis of the UFC. I mean, they did. They brought it from a club show, okay, and turned it into a billion-dollar industry. Spike TV did this. All the exposure on Spike TV is responsible for where the UFC is today. Of course, the UFC left Spike TV last year when they signed that contract with Fox Sports, of course, the Fox TV network as well. And I think it was for like, I don't know, $70 million for like 10 years, something like that. But the bottom line is it was a huge deal. There's no doubt about it. I mean, for the UFC, it was a moneymaker, no question. But it also takes them off Spike TV because they had to go to FX Cable. And FX Cable isn't going to want to disrupt their schedule once a week to put on an MMA event. Like, you know, they just won't want to. I mean, especially some of the lesser MMA events. And in order to have the big MMA events, the big UFC events, you've got to have the smaller events as well, the club shows, you know, the mid-level type of shows. I mean, you sort of see the UFC broken down the way it really is when you watch a UFC for a card, a pay-per-view card. You watch the first part of it on Facebook. Then you watch the second part of it on FX Cable. Then you watch the finale, the main card, on pay-per-view. So that's basically the way the UFC is broken down right now. Okay, and I think the UFC, what they should have done with that John Jones card last week was they should have scratched John Jones from the main event. Okay, and they should have went with the entire rest of the card, taken it off of pay-per-view, put it on FX Cable, did 2 hours on FX, 3 hours on Facebook. Everybody would have been happy. Yeah, the company might have lost a couple of bucks, but you know what? The company's made a lot of bucks, okay? They lost $33 million from the get-go. Got to give them props to hang in there after losing $33 million. They were contemplating selling the UFC at one point in time. That's how deep the financial hole was getting. But they turned it around. When I say they, I mean Dana White, the president, and, of course, the two co-owners of the UFC, Lorenzo and Frank Fertitta, who own the Station Casinos down there in Las Vegas, okay? I mean, but these guys came together, they lost all that money together, and they hung tough, and then they built it into a billion-dollar industry of which they sold 13% of it to the Dubai government. Dana White owns 10% of that, so that means what? The Fertitta brothers have 77% of the interest. But the bottom line is, it's grown into a billion-dollar industry, and it did so with the help of Spike TV. When it went to FX Cable, it hasn't had the punch at FX Cable that it did at Spike TV. It was a big event at Spike TV. It's not a big event on FX Cable. It's just not. You would have thought this by the sheer numbers, the fact that FX Cable is in so many more homes than Spike TV, is that for sure the ratings were going to go up. But they didn't. They didn't. And, of course, next year, Spike TV gets taken over by the Bellator Fighting Championships, the next in a line of next in a line of MMA companies trying to climb the ladder. Of course, I think Viacom owns them outright. They're on MTV2 now, Friday nights, and I think they're on Spike.com or something like that. But the bottom line is they're going to be looking to take over that January time slot. I think it'll be Wednesday nights on Spike TV, and because come January 2013, and of course they'll be either be followed or they'll be real close, they'll be tied in with TNA Wrestling, which is a program that does about 1.5, 1.6 million viewers a week on Spike TV. So that's Spike TV. The FX Cable thing, I think it's sort of an interruption in the FX schedule. I mean, if you're watching Harrison Ford in one of those adventure movies and then you jump into the UFC, yeah. You know, if you're watching a TV series like, you know, many of the TV series, they have their own original series there. If you watch any of those and then you go into the UFC, nah, you've got to have a big lead into the UFC, like a football game, like some other type of athletic contest. You just can't come on, I think, at 5 o'clock with UFC on a Saturday afternoon, that's Pacific time, okay, and expect to get over. I just don't think you can. They thought they could. They thought they would. They haven't thus far. They're taking The Ultimate Fighter, which I said starts September 14th. That'll be on FX Cable. They're starting to, they're going to do that show now on tape. Where the last season, they did the entire show on live. This time it'll be on videotape like they did before. This way they'll be able to edit in different, you know, different factors that happened during the week before the fight and things like that, things that happen after the fight. Injuries, things like that. They'll be able to put all this together again, and I think they'll make the Ultimate Fighter a winner once more. Do I say it was a loser in 2012 or the early part? I don't think so. I just don't think it had the appeal it did when it was on Spike TV, and I think that FX Cable is realizing this, and they're trying to gear it back to a Spike TV type of audience, because here's what's up. You want the viewers, you want the numbers, okay, and you want your investment to pay off. If that's the case, and FX is cable and Fox TV is in the bag with this as well, of course, that Fuel TV, we'll talk about that in just a second, okay? But if FX and Fox are aboard, the UFC will climb in popularity. There's no question about it. Now, this Fuel TV thing, I've got a beef with, because there's only 250,000 homes, or I take that back, 250,000 viewers that tune in to watch these Fuel fights on Fuel TV, the UFC on Fuel TV. I think they've had four or five of them. But the bottom line is nobody watches them, okay? They're impossible to watch. Everybody I know, except for the people with DirecTV, okay, don't get this channel, okay? This channel's like obscure. They shouldn't even have it. And when FX decided they were going to use Fuel TV as their third tool, their third arm, I think they should have guaranteed that it would be in more homes, per se, per capita than it is here in the United States. It's just not in enough homes. So these UFC on FX cards, yeah, you can get excited about them to a certain extent, but if you can't watch them, how excited can you get? And watching them on split up on YouTube afterwards, that's no fun either. Okay, that's no fun either. Anyway, we're talking about John Jones. Of course, John Jones taking on Tito Ortiz. Take that back. Not Tito Ortiz. September 22nd, he's taking on Vitor Belfort. Now, Tito Ortiz is all over his case about him, about this. Threw him under the bus. He said, basically, that he thinks John Jones is an emotionally weak guy. If you couldn't fight an up-and-coming middleweight at the last minute, a guy that lost his last fight, a guy that really wasn't in training. I mean, it was a setup fight if there ever was a setup fight. All Chael Sonnen brought to the dance was a good rap. He could rap good. He could talk it up, no question about it, okay? But he wasn't in shape. He wasn't really a tested 205-pounder. All the advantages were with John Jones. The only disadvantage was that Sonnen is a left-hander, and they had been training all along for a right-hander in Mr. Henderson. So the bottom line is that's the only the detraction I can think coming from as far as the John Jones's camp is concerned. Now they're going to go on UFC 152. That'll be live on pay-per-view. And I'm just, the Vertitas are going to get upset about me saying this, but this isn't a fight that I'd want to buy on pay-per-view. John Jones, 16-1, the UFC light heavyweight champion, sort of got to question his intestinal fortitude these days after pulling out of a fight with Chael Sonnen. 21-9 is Vitor Belfort. Belfort lost a couple of fights to go to Anderson Silva. Of course, he was the world reigning middleweight champion, the longest reigning champion in UFC history, okay? But that was at 105 pounds. He's stepping up 20 pounds to take on John Jones, as I said, 21-9 against 16-1. I mean, this looks like lunch meat. That's what it looks like. It looks like, you know, John Jones went to the deli and ordered a sandwich, and he got a Vitor Belfort Brazilian sandwich on this one. Because I don't think Vitor's got a chance here. He hasn't got slim and none, like Don King said. Yeah, and Slim just left town. I'm telling the truth. I really don't. And the rest of the card, Joseph Benavidez, going to vie for the vacant UFC flyweight, this 125-pound championship, 16-2. Good fighter. Hope to have him on the show before the card. Taking on Demetrius Johnson, 15-2-1. Also a good card. One of our prior guests may be the star of the show. I'm talking about Michael Bisping, 24-3. Take that back, 23-4, 6'2". 185-pound middleweight, taking on Brian Stan. Stan comes in at 12-4. Stan's the underdog here, but Stan's looking to test that chin. Matt Hamill, the one guy that did beat John Jones. Of course, that was on a disqualification when John Jones was licking him like a stamp, had him on the ground, was pounding on him, and then threw a couple of illegal elbows, and they disqualified him for it. So he's 11-4. He's taking on an old guy. God, this guy is so old, I would think he's like Santa Claus, but he doesn't look that old in the picture. Must be a young picture. I'm talking about Vladimir Michushenko. Michushenko, I watched Tito Ortiz, I believe, in UFC 33. That was the first UFC event with the Zuffa family and Zuffa Sports running the show. He's 26-6 now. Matt Hamill's probably going to beat him, but the bottom line is, with that kind of card, do you really want to spoon out $49.95 for it? You really don't. Even though some of the other names to look at on the card, they're okay names, but nothing stands out. There's no superstars on this card other than John Jones. So if you're a John Jones fan and you want to spend $49.95 to watch John Jones on pay-per-view, more power to you. If you're a real fight fan, a real MMA fan, you'll wait and you'll watch this on YouTube. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Our toll-free phone lines, coast to coast, Canada, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
Smart investors pay attention to contrarian views. Barron's gives investors the perspective they need to anticipate the market's twists and turns and find profitable opportunities along the way. Barron's provides the investing ideas and insights you need to protect and grow your portfolio. It offers in-depth coverage and analysis of sectors and companies. And Barron's columnists cover all the market's action so you'll know what happened and why and be prepared for what's to come.
Barron's delivers strategic thinking and practical ideas to help you make smarter decisions about when, where, and how to invest. And for intraday market analysis, there's Barron's.com, offering powerful investment tools like Stock Screener and Stock Grader. Get 8 weeks of Barron's plus Barron's.com, all for only $19.95. This offer is available to new subscribers in the contiguous U.S. only.
Call now toll-free 800-356-9700. That's 800-356-9700 for Barron's. See what others don't.
Now an important message from LifeWatch.
I'm worried about my mom. She lives alone. What if she falls and can't get up? What if she has a heart attack or stroke and is unable to get to the phone? What would she do?
Well, haven't you heard about LifeWatch?
LifeWatch?
LifeWatch, the emergency response system. My mom has it, and she loves it. Just by pressing a button on her pendant, she can speak, hands-free, to LifeWatch's care center. They notify emergency services, as well as family and friends. Help arrives in minutes.
LifeWatch sounds like the perfect solution, but it must be expensive.
No. It's less than a dollar a day.
For a free brochure as well as information on the new mobile help button, call 1-800-900-4114. That's 1-800-900-4114. Act now before an emergency occurs. 1-800-900-4114. Switchovers are always welcome.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, and he scores his third win.
And Randleman is forced to say goodnight, Gracie.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
Stupid, worthless, no good, retarded, big mouth jerk.
And those are the kind things you can say about me. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Of course, we're talking USC. USC is coming up. It is the preeminent body when it comes to the world of mixed martial arts. There is the UFC, of course, on top. Then there's Strikeforce. And, of course, Strikeforce is on Showtime, but they're owned by the same company, Zuffa Sports. So it's like 1A and 1B. And then we've got Bellator Fighting Championships, and I talked about them a little bit earlier, and how their CEO, Bjorn Rebney, would join Spike TV. That'll probably be in, that will be, in January 2013. So their viewership will go up from about 250,000 homes a week, I think close to a million. And I think once they build their base, and they build their base through these tournament fights, in other words, you don't get title fights, you have to earn them. You earn them by winning tournaments, okay? And four or five fights into a tournament, you would think a guy's pretty worn, but that's when he gets his title fight. And I think that's an exciting modus operandi, and I think the Bjorn Rebney's got it going good, and I think when they bring that thing to Spike TV, I think people will realize that, yes, there is a third elephant in the room. Maybe not an elephant, but there's a third animal in the room, the elephants being the UFC and Strikeforce being both owned by Zuffa. But there'll be another animal in the ring. I don't know how big it'll be, but Bellator will start off small, and I think it will grow as it materializes. I think the cross-promotion between TNA and MTV and Spike TV and this and that, I think it'll really assure that the crowds will turn out to watch these Bellator Fighting Championships. And I think you'll turn out as well because I'll be excited. You'll be able to watch them. I mean, who can get MTV too? I don't. Do you? 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. The Twitter thing,
twitter.com using the hash mark ring talk. Daniel Cormier, saw him a couple of weeks ago at the Robert Guerrero Sekouk Aydin WBC welterweight boxing match. Of course, that was in San Jose, California, at the house that he beat. Daniel Cormier is a hell of a fighter. There's no doubt about it. But he is a UFC Strikeforce heavyweight champion. And, of course, he's going to take on Frank Mir in Macau, it looks like November the 3rd. But when he beat up Josh Barnett down there at the HP Pavilion, it was a decisive five-round beatdown. I didn't ever think I could say that. I never thought I would see Barnett taken apart like that. But he was taken apart minute by minute, second by second, inch by inch, you name it. Josh Barnett was never, ever, ever in the fight. So now Daniel Cormier, what's he now, 15-1, 16-1, takes on the very tested former two-time USC heavyweight title holder Frank Mir. That'll be on Showtime live from Macau, November the 3rd. I don't know how they can do the time schedule on that, but people in the Asian markets, they'll get up at 6 o'clock in the morning and watch a fight at 9 o'clock in the morning. Believe me, they will. I've seen him do it before for boxing. I've seen him do it before for the UFC. So for this type of event, I would think they'll come out. Cormier, not a superstar in Japan, but Frank Mir's name certainly known over there as being a former two-time USC heavyweight title holder. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking into the world of boxing. And I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up the fact it's been 4 years since Evan Tanner passed away. And who was Evan Tanner? Evan Tanner was a UFC fighter who had an unusual way of doing things. I mean, he was like the hippest hippie that you could ever meet. And he wasn't a hippie like with long hair and ponytails and beards and beads and all that kind of stuff. But you had the feeling he was a hip dude. He was into alternative forms of medicine. He was into alternative forms of workout. He was an alternative type of guy. Okay, he just was. But it's been 4 years since his body was found in the desert down there in California. Of course, he died of, dehydration, no water. But one of his things was he used to walk through the desert for, a certain period of time, a couple hours or 3 hours or 4 hours straight with no water. And then the only water was at his spot of origin, and he had to walk back to the spot of origin. Well, a lot of people think that he lost his bearings on his return bout, on his return walk. Therefore, he never got back to the water. That was why he was found dead 4 years ago in the desert. Now, was he a great, great fighter? Was he a world champion? No. Was he a real good fighter? Yes, he was. Did he bring it every time he fought? No question about it. So it's been 4 years now. I want to mention the passing of maybe not the great, but he was a pretty damn good guy. I had him on the show a couple times. He was a damn good guy. I'm talking about the late Evan Tanner. Well, it doesn't look like Brock Lesnar's going back to the UFC, although he's supposed to be inducted into the UFC Hall of Fame. How does the UFC have all I guess sort of like the WWE has their own Hall of Fame. I guess the UFC is going to start their own Hall of Fame. But Paul Heyman, some guy that started Extreme Championship Wrestling back about 20 years ago, that's what his claim to fame was. Now he's got these different TV production titles. He handles Brock Lesnar's business, and he says that he doubts if Lesnar will ever return to the octagon. Why would he? Why would you want to get punched on and kicked on for real? I mean, it's just not happening. It's not healthy. Brock Lesnar realized that in the Shane Carwin fight. He realized that, of course, in the fight. Man, that fight with Alistair Overeem, if that wasn't a convincer, nothing will be. Okay. The bottom line is Brock Lesnar doesn't like getting hit hard. Not for real. Nah, not when he can make millions of bucks doing it for fake on the World Wrestling Entertainment type of thing. So the bottom line is, he had one loss short of being 500. He wasn't a great fighter, okay? He was a good fighter. He was a tremendous attraction. He attracted me to the UFC, even more so than I was before. Because here I saw this 265-pound monster, a guy that used to come down from 285 pounds, and he was annihilating guys. He was so much bigger, so much stronger, but I think what he was feeling the effects of was a pre-Mike Tyson Buster Douglas type of syndrome. In other words, everybody was scared to death of him. And, they usually soiled their shorts before they got in the ring with him or in the octagon with him, okay?
And the bottom line is once somebody figured him out, once we were able to fight him, Junior Dos Santos beat him, of course, knocked him out. Shane Carwin came ever so close to beating him. 50 unanswered punches in the very first round alone did Brock Lesnar take. And, of course, that last fight against Alistair Overeem last December, that convinced Brock Lesnar to go back to the world of wrestling entertainment. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. If you are joining us for the very first time today, let me welcome you to the Ring Talk family of listeners. We've been here now 27 years and 51 weeks. Next week, our 28th anniversary. Hope you can be here, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network at 11 a.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific time on Saturdays, and 11 a.m. Pacific time on Sundays. Two entirely different shows. The Sunday show, of course, is the weekend wrap. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network.
There is nothing like the feeling of being out of debt. You get your freedom back, you start to smile more, your future looks brighter, and the heavy burden just melts away. How would you like to receive a free information kit that gives you all the honest, legitimate debt forgiveness programs available to you in one place, in easy-to-understand terms? American Credit Card Solutions has their Debt Freedom Kit available to you at no charge. In fact, the kit is free, the shipping is free, and there is no high-pressure sales pitch. Your free informational kit can be mailed to you today, where you can examine all the debt relief options available in the comfort of your home, with no one pressuring you to make a quick decision. Call 800-758-0274 and ask for your Debt Freedom Kit. That's 800-758-0274. This is a first-come, first-serve offer, and kits are limited, so call right now. 800-758-0274. That's 800-758-0274. Not available in all states.
Hey, guys, remember when you were 18 with boundless energy and the stamina to do anything you wanted, anytime? Wish you could relive your glory days and have the testosterone of your teenage years with the experience and skill you have today? Now you can with ProGene Daily Complex.
This is Dr. Todd Karen from the American Academy of Anti-Aging and Regenerative Medicine. Testosterone levels decrease in men after the age of 20. It's a major cause of the aging process. The effects include lack of energy, decrease in muscle mass, increasing belly fat, and decreased sexual performance, all of which impacts self-esteem, confidence, and most importantly, overall quality of life.
Kick your drive back into high gear with ProGene. Call 800-980-1765 today to get a full month absolutely free. No injections, no prescription needed. ProGene is an all-natural herbal supplement that helps men naturally produce more testosterone. Claim your free month supply now by calling 800-980-1765. That's 800-980-1765. Again, 800-980-1765. Shipping and processing fees apply.
Are you a business owner or an individual who owes the IRS? Then be prepared to write down an important phone number. Do you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes? Do you need to file back tax returns? Are you dealing with bank levies and wage garnishments? It's time to deal with your IRS problem today. Call Certified Tax Tax Representation now. Certified Tax Tax Representation, Inc. represents clients just like you in all 50 states. They will contact the IRS on your behalf the same day that you become a client, and you can become a client immediately. It's time for you to face your IRS problems. Think about how great you're going to feel when you're represented by a company who's an advocate for you, who knows the law, who also will contact the IRS the same day you become a client. Call today for your free, no obligation consultation. Call now, 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064. Not all cases are typical and some may not qualify. The consultation is free and so is the call, so call right now. 1-800-999-1064. That's 1-800-999-1064.
It's time! Five rounds for the undisputed USA Heavyweight Championship of the World! Introducing first, fighting out of the blue corner! This man is a mixed martial artist, holding a professional record, 8 wins, no losses. Standing 6 feet 1 inch tall, weighing in at 244 pounds, fighting out of San Jose, California,
Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the challenger, Kane Velasquez!
And now introducing his opponent,
fighting out of the red corner! This man is a wrestler, holding a professional record, 5 wins, 1 loss. He stands 6'3" tall, weighing in at 264 pounds. Fighting out of Alexandria, Minnesota, presenting the reigning, defending, undisputed UFC heavyweight champion of the world, Brock Lesnar!
Wow. Wow, indeed. Oh, my goodness.
That's the word, baby.
Oh, this is crazy right now. There's a buzz here at Honda Center. Lesnar, Velasquez, heavyweight title is on the line.
You ready to fight? Ready? Good.
Brock on the attack. Flying knee from Lesnar.
Brock is relentless, but he wasn't able to take Kane down there.
Brock coming out swinging.
See how well Kane fights off his back. Kane back up to his feet. Nicely done by Mr. Velasquez.
We haven't seen him taken down often, if at all, but he's right back up. Lesnar trying to get back up. And he does. But he's exhausted. He's rocked. He gets rocked again. Lesnar covering up. Velasquez pouring it on. Hammer fist.
More of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
You know what? As long as she fights at 135 pounds, I don't care if she's injecting a horse semen into her eyeballs. You know, I'm going to beat that girl regardless, and I'm going to prove a point that you don't need to dope to win. If they want to test her extra, fine, you know. Go ahead and do that. But regardless, I'm going to beat that girl to the ground.
That's one dame you would not want to be married to. Nor tick off. I'm telling you, she's not. She's amazing. Not only was she, embarrass you in front of your friends by throwing you on the ground. Once she gets you on the ground, your arm's toast. She gets you an arm bar or leg lock. She'll have you like begging. She'll crack your ankle or break your arm or snap your tendons before you even know it. She is the real deal. She is Rowdy Ronda Rousey. Of course, she fought a couple of weeks ago. On Showtime MMA, the Strikeforce brand, of course. And she scored, what, like a 52-54-second knockout over Sarah Kaufman. Sarah came to fight. Sarah was 15-1, 10 knockouts. I mean, Tara could strike. She could hit. She can crack with both hands, okay? And they stood up for a little bit. And then once Ronda got her to the ground, it was all over. Ronda is so fast in getting people into that armbar, they don't even realize they're going there until they're there. And by the time they're there, it's either time to tap out or get your arm broke or your tendon snapped, one or the other. Because guess what? Ronda ain't giving it up. I don't care how fine she looks. I don't care how eloquent she sounds when she talks. She's talking nice. Of course, that past quote, she wasn't sounding June Cleaver type, but she can be a June Cleaver type in certain interviews. And then she could be like Attila the Hun in other interviews. Okay, the bottom line is the chick's the real deal. She can walk the walk. She can talk the talk. Okay, she can fight. She's 6-0 with 6 submissions, all in the first round. When I talk about submission, a submission, for those of you new to the world of mixed martial arts, is when the other person says no more. They either tap out, they use their free hand to tap to the ground or tap against their body, or they wait to the referee, or they tell him no more and no mas, and the referee ends up stopping the fight. Okay, but she's won by 6 submissions. The longest went 4 minutes and change, and that was Maisha Tate. Maisha Tate, another beautiful-looking lady. These are beautiful-looking women coming into the world of mixed martial arts. It's not like boxing was 25 years ago or 20 years ago when you had these hideous-looking women boxing. Sorry, I mean, good God. They just didn't look anything they looked anything but feminine. Okay? Then things have changed. Mia St. John came along. Christy Martin to a lesser extent. Samia Nai. Okay? There were other girls who were good looking that came along. They couldn't fight all that well. Some of them couldn't, but they're learning now. Okay, there's no question about it. Women's boxing and women's MMA, I think, are the two hottest sports going right now. Boxing to a lesser extent because the girls can't get the fights. Okay, but women's MMA, especially with Rowdy Ronda Rousey taking over the centerpiece and being the flag bearer of the sport of women's mixed martial arts, pretty soon, if she keeps it up, she'll be the flag bearer of the entire sport. It'll all be about Ronda Rousey. Nothing else. Ronda did this. Ronda did that. I mean, I think she's got like 20-something thousand people watching her on Facebook alone. She's the hottest thing in MMA. People say to me, Pedro, man, she's a chick. Yeah, but she's one bad chick. No question about that. And if I had a chance to have her as a bodyguard, she'd be a great bodyguard, I think. No question about it. Because nobody would think about, you know, that this chick is going to do anything to them, right? Until they break their arm. You are tuned to Ring Talk, live worldwide. Your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts, live right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network. I'll mention a couple of our internet platforms, tunein.com, all the way from Shanghai to San Francisco. We've got Stitcher.com. We're on iTunes. We're on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.com, ringtalk.com. I can go on and on, folks. There's all kinds of places for you to listen to this show. If you're not listening to it, shame on you because you're missing. You're missing out. December 29th, it looks like the main event, of course, will be Junior Dos Santos and the aforementioned clip we heard of Cain Velasquez winning the heavyweight championship over Brock Lesnar. But, of course, he lost that championship in almost about the same amount of time against Junior Dos Santos. Now they're going to have a rematch. They're going to get it on December 29th, the main event, the New Year's, they're calling it the New Year's Eve card in Las Vegas, so it'll be 2 years before New Year's Eve, 2 days before New Year's Eve, the 29th. And he's 16-1 as Junior Dos Santos. What's Cain now? 10-1? Of course, coming off that win over the Giant Silva, that was a horrific win. And when I say horrific, I mean horrific to watch. The beating, the blood, it was like, it was worse than one of those horror movies. Like Poltergeist or something like that. Seriously, there was more blood in that one fight coming out of Big Giant Silva than I've ever seen in any match prior to. Never saw that much blood in a professional wrestling match, and they blade each other. They cut each other on purpose. So, you know, that was a little scary. Also, December 29th, going will be my favorite fighter. And when I say my favorite fighter, and I was the only press guy a couple of months ago to say that he was going to win his fight with Mark Munoz. Everybody thought he was going to be a loser. They looked at me like I was out of my mind, like, hey, man, go upstairs and have a couple of more drinks. Well, I wasn't drunk, and I knew what time it was. I mean, Chris Weidman had never been taken off his feet, former All-American wrestler, never a takedown in 9 previous MMA fights. Nobody's had him on the deck. Nobody's had him in trouble. Nobody's been able to rock his world. Okay, against a little bit more experience and the far more, or at least he was thought to be far more talented, Mark Munoz. Mark Munoz wasn't in the fight after the referee's introduction. After that point, it was all about Weidman. Weidman pounded him. He out-wrestled him. He outstruck him. He outboxed him. He out-kneed him. He out-kicked. He outdid everything. There wasn't nothing Mark Munoz did except more than Chris Weidman that day, except bleed. And, I mean, he bled ugly. So when they finally stopped that fight a few rounds into it, I thought it was a good call. I think that Chris Weidman is the future of the light heavyweight division, and that includes John Jones. I think with a couple of more fights, I think that he'll be able to take on John Jones, not only be competitive, but have a shot at winning. He's got that kind of skill. He's got that kind of intestinal fortitude. He doesn't know how to lose yet. He's unbeaten. Of course, the one loss to Jones was a very controversial disqualification to Matt Hamill. But the bottom line is, you know, Chris Weidman's never lost. And as I said, he's never been taken off his feet. Nobody's ever been able to do that to him, just alone beating him. So I just don't think that John Jones in a year from now is going to be at a level where he can beat Chris Weidman. I might be wrong. John Jones may be the greatest light heavyweight champion in the history of the UFC. Although, of course, that's what some people are saying. or the greatest fighter pound for pound in the UFC. Of course, they think that Georges St-Pierre of Canada, who's coming back in a couple of months, they think that he's the best fighter in the UFC. Okay, but the second fighter, a 1A and 1B, would have to be GSP, of course, and John Jones. Now, is John Jones worthy of that status? Yeah, he's beaten Machida. He's beaten Quentin Jackson. I mean, he's went through everybody he's supposed to went through. And he's went through them pretty easily. So without a question, he deserves to be mentioned in the pound-for-pound rankings. But in a year from now, watch this card, December 29th. Chris Weidman will be on the card. He's taking on Tim Botch. Botch is always a live opponent, as he was in his last fight that he won. But December 29th, Chris Weidman, Tim Botch, this is going to be a good fight. And that'll be supporting, of course, Junior Dos Santos and Cain Velasquez for the World Heavyweight Championship. Now, as far as predictions are concerned, I'm sticking with Dos Santos on that. And the reason why I'm doing so is that I just think that Cain Velasquez is going to go for the takedown, going to go to get him down early. And as he goes to get him down, he's going to have to reach. And I think when he reaches, I think he'll get clipped, just like the first fight. I don't see a whole lot of difference here. I really don't. I think that Cain's going to be more determined. I think Cain's going to be looking to protect that jaw a little bit better, okay? Maybe he'll have his one hand across his face or something like that across that jaw in order to make sure it doesn't get penetrated as he goes in and goes for that takedown. Because if he gets Junior Dos Santos to the ground, that's basically his only shot. If he's standing up with him, it ain't going to happen for Cain Velasquez. He's got to get him to the ground. December 29th, live from Las Vegas, the New Year's Eve show, even though it's 2 days earlier, the New Year's Eve on the 29th, that will go down on pay-per-view. Of course, the first fight will be on Facebook.com. Then they'll go to FXCable.com, FX Cable. And then, of course, it'll be live on pay-per-view. So do you think, somebody asked me the other day, based on the fact that he only had less than 10 fights in the UFC, should Brock Lesnar be in the UFC Hall of Fame? If they're is in fact such a thing as the UFC Hall of Fame. I don't know if they've actually made it yet or there isn't an office somewhere where it says, hey, this is the MMA Hall of Fame where you can buy a ticket and go in and look at different guys. Okay, but I think he does. I think the interest that he brought to the world of MMA and the UFC is probably second to none. Maybe Ronda Rousey will surpass him in time, but right now it's second to none. And I think that the fact that he did great numbers as far as UFC pay-per-views were concerned. I think all that stuff, when you add it together, whether he had 10 fights or not, okay, the bottom line is Brock Lesnar deserves to be in the UFC Hall of Fame. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. You're inside looking to the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget, September 29th, Showtime has Strike Force emanating from Sacramento, California, live.
Stay tuned for a $1 million dream body announcement. Do you want to lose weight? How about toning and sculpting your entire body in just 6 to 8 minutes a day? You've seen it on TV with Chuck Norris and Christy Brinkley. They love the Total Gym. Well, we're out to prove once and for all that the Total Gym melts off the pounds better than anything else on the market in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. So if you want to try it, give us a call because we're going to let up to 1 million people from across the nation try the Total Gym for just $1. If you call right now, 1-800-852-1859. That's right. The first callers right now from this station get to try the famous Total Gym for 30 days for just $1. The Total Gym will have you in the best shape of your life in just 6 to 8 minutes a day. Whether you want to firm and slenderize or build and sculpt your body, the Total Gym is the one machine that does it all. The first 50 callers from this station right now can try Total Gym for just $1 and shipping is free. Call now, 1-800-852-1859. That's 1-800-852-1859. 1-800-852-1859.
Are you working harder than ever at your job, but find yourself getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our free information, you can lead a happier life, work from home, and start earning money as soon as next week.
I was a traditional business owner, and our business was affected greatly by the economy, so we were looking for another income stream. It allowed me to actually walk away from a 16-year career and part owner in a traditional business just after 8 months.
Go to freedom112.com, get out of the rat race, work from home, and start earning great money as soon as next week.
I'm a single mom. Before this business, I was over $90,000 in credit card debt alone. And now we go to Disneyland, Disney World. We've been on vacations to Hawaii. I never could have done that before this business.
Go to freedom112.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 112.com. Freedom112.com and start earning great money as soon as next week.
Your heart's beating really fast. It's beating so fast you think something's wrong. You feel like your head's about to explode. You feel like you need a doctor. What do? You call the tax doctor.
If problems with the IRS are making you sick to your stomach, let the tax doctor help you. The tax doctor can help solve your problems by negotiating with the IRS on your behalf. They save their clients money, offering immediate payment relief. Plus, stopping any bank levies or seizures. Call the tax doctor right now and see why we have a 95% satisfaction rating with our customers. The consultation is confidential and free. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123. 800-631-9123.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a voice I'd know anywhere.
An American icon, no question about that. The great John Wayne.
Sorry, who was it? Duke Morrison? Was that his real name?
Marion Morrison, that's what it was. Marion Morrison. All right, now I wanted to tell you September 29th, UFC 5 is on Fuel TV. Now, since you probably can't get that, I'm probably going to recommend that you go to, of course, to Showtime instead and watch Gilbert Melendez. Of course, Gilbert Melendez, the reigning lightweight champion, is 155 pounds, and he's taking on Pat Healy. That is in the main event. Of course, that's from Strikeforce, and that's Showtime. In Sacramento, California, at the former Arco Arena. I think they call it the Power Action Arena or something like that now. They've got a sponsor, but it's always been the Arco Arena, the house that Tony built. Talk about Tony the Tiger Lopez had more sellouts there than any other athlete. And I think he had more sellouts than the Sacramento Kings there for a while, percentage-wise. And they're the NBA team in town. You are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into the world of boxing and mixed martial arts. Don't forget the Sunday edition. We wrap up the Friday night fights, the Saturday night fights, and we throw it all together for you on Sunday. That's 11 a.m. Pacific time, right here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network and the American Forces Network and Stitcher.com and TuneIn.com, which boasts radio stations all the way from Shanghai to San Francisco and more, the biggest radio network in the world, iTunes. Of course, we're live at RingTalk.com. You can catch us on the Sports Byline, SportsByline.com. website. I mean, we're all over the place as far as the internet concerns. So 11 different platforms, and of course live each and every week, Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, and then Saturday at 11 a.m. Pacific time, both on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Until next week, I want to thank my producer Scott Cudge for putting up with me. I want to thank you, my listeners, for tuning in. We are 1 week away from our 28th anniversary. I've got a special guest for next week, and we'll hold on to that. I've leaked it a couple times in the past couple weeks, but if you don't remember, that's even better. Until then, peace.